Welcome to day 8, where we will focus on practical tips and tricks. You may need some time digesting the information from the past few days, so today we will focus on things you can change immediately if you like. Of course, the challenges have a similar purpose, but in this talk I would like to give you an overview of all the options of where you can start. I have tried to list them from relatively easy to more difficult, challenging, but of course this can differ per person. If you are ready, I encourage to choose a starting point, something that you feel is within your reach to change, but will impact on the time you spend on social media or how you feel about it. Number 1. Logging out of your social media apps. Simply logging out every time you have finished. I have started doing this about a year ago, partly because there were rumors that our movements were being monitored from opened apps. I'm not entirely sure if that's true. And partly to put a barrier up for myself. It surprised me to find that it was quite complicated to log out of many of the apps. I sometimes even had to Google how to log out. Clearly, this was a reflection on my never logging out, but there was also no evident log out button available. It always takes a couple of actions. These seemingly put up barriers to closing apps actually hidden my motivation to do it. And logging back in can also be a real pain. For Twitter, I now have to perform around 10 different actions before I'm actually in. Once I am in, I will get both a notification and an email to tell me that there has been a suspicious login, even though I log in from the same device and usually the same place. I find these discouragements bordering on the hilarious, and I try to use them to my advantage. Frequently, I will stop myself from logging into Twitter, because I just do not feel like all those steps. You know, tomorrow is another day. This is a real win for me. Number 2. Changing notification settings. As mentioned in a previous challenge, you have a range of options here. Which option will support you the most? I suggest not choosing the most challenging option. It is highly likely that it may increase your phone use, because you feel lost without any notifications at all, and thus keep opening apps to check if something has happened. I suggest taking it step by step. For messenger services, find the option where you do not get a full notification, but for example, only a notification of who has contacted you. This way you can immediately check if your partner, your boss, or your children's school has messaged you. In all other cases, make a conscious choice to let the messages sit there for a while. And for example, check at a pre-established time or when you have reached a certain number of messages. The next step would be to ban notifications from your lock screen altogether. You can trust that your partner, work, and schools will call you for the important things. Or if you need, just inform them and make this agreement. You may want to alert others as well, that instant replies are something from the past. And the final step is to turn off your notifications. So even when you unlock your phone, you are still free from pressing numbers telling you that this number of messages and that number of notifications is waiting for you. You only see what has happened when you open the app. 3. Monitoring your phone use. Your mobile actually has a function called something like screen time. Firstly, this shows your statistics of use for the day and the week. Explore some of the following. How long do you spend on social media? Which days and times are you most on social media? Are these times when you feel overwhelmed and busy, or more bored, tired, or even down? Which social media do you use the most? You may choose to start reducing your stats by yourself. Make some choices about frequency, duration, timing, etc., and keep monitoring over time. This is a gentle manner of enforcing change, and it adds to utilizing your own responsibility. The more you train this muscle, the stronger it becomes. But possibly you need something a bit more forceful. Again, your phone provides many helpful features. You can set a daily limit to how long you spend on Facebook, or ask to receive notifications when it has been half an hour. Again, do not set the bar too high. For example, if at the moment you spend around 3 hours a day on Facebook, do not limit yourself to half an hour immediately. Start with 2 hours, reduce more when you have adapted. Number 4. Unfollow and unfriend. I know this is a difficult one. We do not like to insult anyone, but this step may really contribute to your online well-being. You can make choices such as some social media are excellent for socializing, so you could delete anyone you know from work, and the opposite. Some social media invite more professional networks and are helpful when promoting your company or work, or to follow and interact with experts in your field. You do not need to be connected with your friends and family on those platforms too. You may choose to just be friends with people that you know in real life, or to just be friends with people that you actually enjoy following and that you are comfortable with that they follow you back. It is essential to follow your feeling, to not act in a social desirable way. Yes, it may require some honest communication and not everyone will understand, but you should feel free to be connected with just the people that you want to be close to. Number 5. Deleting social media apps from your phone. Instead of using the apps that can be easy to log into, with the exception of Twitter, and easily also be left open, remove the apps from your phone. You may log in via an internet browser in your phone, or even just on a tablet, laptop, or desktop. I think even IG will soon be available to be accessible from computers too. Try this. Go out appless and see if you are as easily tempted to quickly open social media as before. And number 6. Deleting accounts. This is not the aim of the course. Please do not delete accounts when you are pleased with the improvements you have been making. I'm hoping to stimulate healthy and enjoyable use of social media. However, if you have been noticing for a period of time that a certain platform makes you unhappy, just put a stop to it. Deactivate and remove your account now. You can always come back, start over if you change your mind. Let's do a practice together. Compose a list of challenges and enablers related to your social media use. In terms of challenges, you can think about what makes it hard to put the phone down or to not pick it up in the first place. Which circumstances, environments, people, moods, and thoughts? And how can I change this? And take note of any excuses you may use. And finally, observe which mood leads to social media use. In terms of enablers, what helps you to reduce screen time? When do you not miss your phone? Is this connected to a person, an activity, a place, a time? Let me ask if I would give you a whole extra day tomorrow to do whatever you would want to do. What would it be? Remember, we spend on average a full day on social media per week. So you can actually give yourself that extra day a week. Even in the short moments, there are other things to do than check your phone. Challenge 8. Choose one of the prescribed actions from this day and implement it after completing the class. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for a Zen Koan and summary of the course.